Our scripture this morning is found in Romans 8, verses 19 to 25. Creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves. We groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. I learned something new this week. I always like it when I learn new things. And that was about the Quaker term called gospel order. And that gospel order is essentially the same as the kingdom of God. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the kingdom of God and what that is, this countercultural realm where we live with God both in the world, but also in this countercultural realm where we follow God rather than the things of the world and live in this way, this God way in the middle of our world and work to be about God's purposes in our world. Gospel order describes the distinctive corporate structures and the discipline of the Quaker movement. In the early days, there was really an effort to balance the seemingly chaotic spirit movement, the way that spirit flowed with absolute freedom and wonder and yet could be a bit chaotic as well. And to try to create structures that could allow the leadings of the spirit to take root. So it was out of this effort that our Quaker business practices were developed, our way of listening in community together to discern how it is that God is leading us, the people. And so that was simply it, a way of listening in community for the leading of the Spirit, a way to give structure so that that could happen. However, these structures and practices are not in of themselves gospel order. Rather, the structures are what enable friends to live in gospel order. So to live in obedience to God and in harmony with God's order for creation. And it is by coming into harmony with gospel order that we realize God's shalom, God's wholeness, God's wonder among us. Shalom is way more than peace. It is as all of God present to us and us present to all of God and that wholeness settled among us. Lloyd Lee Wilson wrote a book, Quaker Vision of God, Gospel Order, and he makes this statement. Gospel order is the order established by God that exists in every part of creation, transcending the chaos that seems so often prevalent. It is the right relationship of every part of creation, however small, to every other part and to the Creator. It's a powerful statement. Genesis 1:4 tells us that once God created light, that God separated it from the dark, chaotic void. So it was one of the first acts where order was brought to this chaotic place. In the beginning of through light, giving life. There's a Pendle Hill pamphlet written by Sandra Cronk on gospel order. And she talks about gospel order and how it has three dimensions. The first dimension of gospel order is that individuals are living in a way that nurtures and maintains the covenant relationship with God. The second part of it is about the life of the meeting, the community, the church, and how the life of the meeting must reflect the love and unity gathered friends feel in their relationship with God. The third part of gospel order is that it provides a prophetic witness to the larger society, or as we say among friends, it is how we live the testimonies in the world, how we live the testimonies of peace and justice and simplicity and equality. Sandra Cronk also said, early friends stressed that God's new order was not present simply because people did all the right things in an outward sense. Rather, God's new order or gospel order was present when people lived out of the fullness of their living relationship with Christ. It simply means that gospel order is first and foremost life lived in God's transforming, guiding, and sustaining power. So I would submit that the kingdom of God is this vision of gospel order. Infused with the power of the Lord is over all. That's a phrase that George Fox often used to talk about the power of the Lord is over all. In his journal he wrote, I charge you in the presence of the living God, dwell in his power, that with his power ye may be carried along to minister to everyone. So it's in the power of the Lord that we're able to live out and go forth in this gospel order, to live out the leadings of gospel order as they come, to be faithful to this journey that is ours to live out. Very unique among individuals, and yet this gathered sense of going together and accompanying one another in our faithfulness to live out these leadings of gospel order. So really the sense of what God is doing among us, through us, in our world, and that we are filled with the power of God to live that out in ways that allow us to be faithful to our callings. Let us wait in open worship, wait in a time of silence, and invite God to speak directly to us that we might hear and understand more of what God is saying as we wait and listen this morning.